the 1st of July. And joining us on the phone here in the studio would be David Hankins. He is the King Kong of marketing and development at the Breedlove Dehydration Plant. Hey, David, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, you bet. Okay. reason why we wanted to talk to you about this is you guys are now selling meals that families can purchase for use in emergencies. But before we get there, just give us a brief history of the Breedlove, how you got started, where you're at, what you do, and how you help people on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you bet. Well, since 1994, Breedlove has been developing low-cost, nutritious food products that are just designed to basically sustain life and restore health. And what that means is we are any standard, we're a commercial manufacturing plant right here in Lubbock, Texas. And we are developing in-house our own products and producing them right here in this plant and sending them out all around the world for hunger relief and disaster relief.
Okay. When you send that stuff out, how much does it actually cost per meal? I mean, isn't it some like crazy cheap figure?
Yeah, it really is. We can send these out as low as 5 cents a serving, and on up to, 10, 11, 12 cents a serving. It really just depends on which product it is that is going out and being received.
Okay, just so I know, what do you get for a nickel on this deal?
Well, for a nickel, you're going to get just an unflavored vegetable blend soup product. So you're just it's just a simple little just a soup that you're gonna just add water to and boil it and serve it up.
Now, when you say unflavored, it's just vegetables. So you still have it, just still has taste.
Oh yeah. It still has taste, but what you're not getting in it is some of the chicken flavoring, pork flavoring,
beef like
flavoring.
Bouillon or something like that. Okay.
Right.
All right. Now, if we're on the high side of 11 cents, what do those meals kind of include?
Well, that's where you're going to get into more of the rice dinners. These are like you can make a casserole or something of that effect. And you'll also have some of the TVP flavored, the pork, the chicken, the beef. None of our products actually have meat in them, and that's because we are worldwide. And a lot of the places our food goes, they don't want actual meat due to religious, restrictions and things of that nature. So you're getting a flavored product. But it's very, very tasty, very healthy.
Kind of like the flavoring you get like in a ramen noodle thing, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, where are you guys located here in Lubbock?
We are out on Martin Luther King and the North Loop, as if you're headed out to the airport. So it's 1818 North Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Okay. Now, relative to the meals that you guys make available for... I guess people that here locally can purchase. What's the intention there? Is it just like for emergency disaster kind of relief? Is it the same kind of deal that you're shipping elsewhere, or do you have different products for here at home?
No, actually, there's two different ways that the local public can come in. They can come in right into our doors here and buy. You can buy by the bag, by the case, and it's the same exact food that's going out for our relief efforts. Or the other that you're talking about are these pails, 5-gallon pails, and they are loaded with a variety of our products that go out. Same food, same product, same nutrition, everything. We just pack them for long-term, shelf life.
Now, when you say pails, is that like a plastic box? Is it like moisture proof, or is it like a bucket or what? When you say a pail,
yeah, these are the 5-gallon plastic pails, kind of like what you would just go and pick up at Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever.
Oh, okay, like a paint can.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, okay, exactly. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, and then we seal them and we suck all the oxygen out of them, and they're prepared for about 20-year shelf life before you break the seal.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
How much do one of these pails cost?
Well, we have eight different varieties of these pails, and depending on what you want in them, that's gonna determine your price. So we've got everything from $36.79 all the way up to $93.10.
Okay, now when you say 36 to 93, you know, and you have like what? How many different varieties of these pails do you have?
There's eight different varieties.
Okay, so. Is it just different foods that are in the pails?
Yeah.
Or is it different quantities of food too?
Yes and yes. It's different types of food and different quantities. Let's look at the $36.79. That is all you're getting with that is bulk dehydrated potatoes. Just 6 2-pound bags of dehydrated. And people want to just have those just for whatever they want. Just boil them up and do their own thing with them. The 93.10, it's loaded with our rice dishes. So you got 12 bags of red beans and rice, 12 bags of fried rice and chicken strips, 12 bags of beef rice dinner, 12 bags of chicken rice dinner.
Okay, when you say chicken strips, is there actual meat in these particular meals in the pails?
No. Like I said, you're getting the same exact product that we send around the world. Excuse me. So it's chicken flavored strips in all actuality. But the thing is here, the thing to keep in mind is for $93.10, you're getting 216 servings in that 1 5-gallon pail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. How long will this stuff last you? So if you have 216 servings and you have a family of four, that's going to give you 54 meals. And if you eat 3 squares a day, that's going to sustain you for 18 days.
That's, yeah. So think, I've got people that come in here and buy these things. You know, they've got people come in and buy one a month or buy, several each month or just whenever they can because they're storing up. And when I ask these questions, why are you doing this? Well, just in case. This is insurance. I don't know what's coming. Things just don't feel quite right. You know, whatever it is. It's insurance, and that's the way we like to look at it.
Do you guys have, people that hunt and stuff like that come in?
Yeah, you bet. We sure have. It's been used for hunting trips. It's been used for scouts, Boy Scouts, all kinds of things.
Now, I'm just curious. When you're sitting there talking about the, the potatoes, you can boil potatoes up. Now, are these like chunks of potatoes, or are they like potato flakes, or are these like what are they? I mean, are they chunky? Is it like mashed potatoes or both?
No, it becomes whatever you want. But when you get it, it's little diced squares, cubes, about about a quarter by a third of an inch, just little diced cubes, and. So then people will use that to boil it up and turn it into mashed potatoes or put it in a soup, of their own choice.
Now, when you dehydrate these potatoes, do they shrink up a little bit? So like when you add water back, they blow up. How big do they get once they, let's say if you're using them in a pot of soup or something?
Oh, not real big, but you do get some size back to it.
Maybe about the size of a bouillon cube or something like that?
It may be a little bigger, yeah. I mean, because we've taken almost all of the moisture out of these things through our process of dehydration.
Wow. All right, so when you're buying this stuff, you said you can buy the pails from $36 to $93. And if you walk in and you're buying bulk stuff, how is that stuff packaged up and how much does it cost? I know we were talking about a nickel to 11 cents per serving. What is the cost to John Q that walks in off the street, or Susie Q, as it may be?
Yeah, well, you're not going to really get if you're not buying the pails. Excuse me. Sorry, haven't had all my coffee yet. You're not going to get really bulk. What you're going to get is the bags of our food, little 5-pound bags, or I'm sorry, 2.2-pound bags of our food. The same way it goes out around the world. And what they're going to get is, let's say you said, I want your chicken rice dinner. Well, then it's $6 a bag for that. And you're getting, 20 servings to a bag.
Wow. And how much is it?
$6.
$6.
You try and go and find that at the grocery store.
Okay, now, did you say, okay, do you have like bags of like red beans and rice? Is it flavored and everything?
Sure do. That's next on my list. Red beans and rice, and there's 20 bags to a serving, and that is $6.50. You could buy a whole case of those. Be 14 bags in a case, and you're going to pay $79.
Do you guys sell to restaurants or institutions?
No, we really don't. We've done some pretty neat things with some restaurants who have done some fundraisers for us because we are a nonprofit. So,
interesting.
They've used our food in some different projects and fundraising events and things, and it works out really well.
Hey, do you guys have the ability to cook stuff out there and serve it?
Sometimes it depends. If we're going to do an event or something like that, yeah, we can.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. Maybe we could do a deal where we could get some cornbread and do some red beans and rice or something, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like have a fun day where we invite people out to check it out.
Would love to do that. Would love to set something up.
All right, man. We'll be back in touch with you. David Hankins, Marketing and Development Director, Breedlove Dehydration. Interesting stuff. Who knew? Who knew?
That's right. Let's get the word out.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you being with us.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. It's 8:29. Chad Hastie's coming up next. See you tomorrow. Bye.